Chapter 2. Then we turned and pulled away for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, just as Jehovah had spoken to me, and we were many days in going around Mount Seir. Finally Jehovah said this to me, "You have gone around this mountain long enough. Change your direction to the north, and command the people, saying, 'You are passing along by the border of your brothers, the sons of Esau, who are dwelling in Seir. And they will be afraid because of you, and you must be very careful. Do not engage in strife with them, because I shall not give you of their land so much as the width of the sole of the foot, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a holding. What food you may buy from them for money, you must eat, and also what water you may purchase from them for money, you must drink. For Jehovah your God has blessed you in every deed of your hand. He well knows of your walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years Jehovah your God has been with you. You have not lacked a thing.' So we passed on away from our brothers, the sons of Esau, who are dwelling in Seir, from the way of the Arabah, from Elath, and from Ezion-Geber. Next we turned and passed on by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Jehovah then said to me, 'Do not molest Moab or engage in war with them, because I shall not give you any of his land as a holding, for to the sons of Lot I have given Ar as a holding. The Emim dwelt in it in former times, a people great and numerous and tall like the Anakim. As for the Rephaim, they also were considered like the Anakim, and the Moabites used to call them Emim. And the Horites dwelt in Seir in former times, and the sons of Esau proceeded to dispossess them, and to annihilate them from before them, and to dwell in their place, just the same as Israel must do to the land that is his holding, which Jehovah will certainly give to them. At this time rise and make your way across the torrent valley of Zered.' Accordingly we went crossing the torrent valley of Zered. And the days that we walked from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the torrent valley of Zered were 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war had come to their end from the midst of the camp, just as Jehovah had sworn to them. And the hand of Jehovah also proved to be upon them to disquiet them out of the midst of the camp, until they came to their end. And it came about that as soon as all the men of war had finished dying off from the midst of the people, Jehovah spoke further to me, saying, 'You are passing today by the territory of Moab, that is Ar, and you must get close in front of the sons of Ammon. Do not molest them or engage in strife with them, because I shall not give you any of the land of the sons of Ammon as a holding, for it is to the sons of Lot that I have given it as a holding. As the land of the Rephaim it also used to be considered. The Rephaim dwelt in it in former times, and the Ammonites used to call them Zamzumim. They were a great and numerous and tall people like the Anakim, and Jehovah went annihilating them from before them, that they might dispossess them and dwell in their place, just the same as he did for the sons of Esau, who are dwelling in Seir, when he annihilated the Horites from before them, that they might dispossess them and dwell in their place until this day. As for the Avim, who were dwelling in settlements as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came out from Kaphtor, annihilated them, that they might dwell in their place. Get up, pull away, and cross the torrent valley of Arnon. See, I have given into your hands Sihon, the king of Heshbon, the Amorite. So start to take possession of his land, and engage in war with him. This day I shall start to put the dread of you and the fear of you before the peoples beneath all the heavens, who will hear the report about you, and they will indeed be agitated and have pains like those of childbirth because of you. Then I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, the king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, 'Let me pass through your land. Only on the road I shall walk. I shall not turn to the right or to the left. What food you will sell me for money, I must eat, and what water you will give me for money, I must drink. Only let me pass through on my feet, just the same as the sons of Esau dwelling in Seir, and the Moabites dwelling in Ar did to me, until I shall pass over the Jordan into the land that Jehovah our God is giving to us.' And Sihon the king of Heshbon did not let us pass through him, because Jehovah your God had let his spirit become obstinate and his heart become hard, in order to give him into your hand, just as at this day. At this Jehovah said to me, See, I have started to abandon Sihon and his land to you. Start to take possession of his land. When Sihon came on out, he and all his people, to meet us in battle at Jahaz, then Jehovah our God abandoned him to us, so that we defeated him and his sons and all his people. And we went capturing all his cities at that particular time, and devoting every city to destruction, men and women and little children. We left no survivor. Only the domestic animals did we take as plunder for ourselves, together with the spoil of the cities that we had captured. From Aroer, which is by the bank of the torrent valley of Arnon, and the city that is in the torrent valley, as far as Gilead, there proved to be no town that was too high up for us. Jehovah our God abandoned them all to us. Only you did not go near the land of the sons of Ammon, the whole bank of the torrent valley of Jabbok, nor the cities of the mountainous region, nor anything about which Jehovah our God had given command.